Greetings, America. This is Bagman here back in the studios. I wanted to let you know that the episode of today's show had to be edited a bit because we were getting some unwanted noise coming from the recording. So today's episode sounds a bit like it was broadcast back in the 50s on a radio. So I just wanted to let you know that it's going to sound a bit different, but we will sound just as beautiful as always. All right, please enjoy today's episode of Baseball in Whatever Time Zone here on LanceradioNetwork.org.
Pasadena Kappa Sounds. Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting. Streaming live 24-7 at LanceradioNetwork.org.
Greetings, world. I'm Daniel West here in the studio. Welcome to Baseball in Whatever Time Zone. Coming up this afternoon, we join the game between the Belgian waffles and the French toast. You're listening to Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena Campus Sound, streaming live at www.lanceradionetwork.org. Before we head out to the game, let's check the scoreboard. The Pandas defeated the Lambs 4-1, and the MP3s beat the Cassettes 45-4. Now, without further ado, we'll send it out to Bagman and Dave for baseball in whatever time zone.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Greetings, and whether you're listening to us, where are you listening to us from?
Oh, come on. You had to write down this. Like, you couldn't just get off the top of your head.
No, I always write this down. Whether you're listening, I can't find it.
Oh, dear, we're getting off to a great start. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program. Whether you're listening to us from, I don't know where we're listening from.
Just.
Oh, not you and your papers again, please.
Just give me a second here. Whether you're...
Forget it. Let's just go on with the show. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Bagman. He's Dave Rogers.
No, I'm Dave, and you're Bagman.
That's what you just said.
No, I'm Bagman, you're Dave.
Right, that's not what you said.
Right. Whoever we are, welcome to the game between the Belgian Waffles and the French Toast. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning, and the French Toast lead it 4-0. The first batter leading off this inning is John Haggis. John Haggis, the right-hander. And he takes the first pitch for ball one. Dave, will you please explain to the public why you're wearing a surgical mask?
It's not a surgical mask. It's a life-saving device.
It's a surgical mask.
Yes, but I didn't explain why.
Okay, why are you wearing a surgical mask?
Because I don't want to get infected.
Here's a pitch. That's taking low, ball two. You don't want to get infected?
Yeah.
With what?
March Madness. It's like a disease every year. You get brackets and stuff.
That's not a disease. It's a basketball tournament.
Yeah, but then you get brackets and you start shining and...
No, I don't even... Take the mask off. You're not going to get ill.
Yeah, I'm going to get March Madness. Like, if you don't like vaccinating, get the homeopathic stuff. You got to cover. You got to cover.
Dave, please. Dave. Get out of the ball in the corner. Just get up, please. You're not going to get... Are you serious? Are you March Madness? You thought it was a disease?
Yeah, you get brackets.
I don't even know where to begin. I don't even. Dave, this is a new low. This is a new low. Is that why you're wearing scrubs?
These are scrub pajamas.
I know, but they look like surgical outfits. Okay, so that guy got walked, and I lost my paper.
Wow, breaking news. Bagman lost his paper, ladies and gentlemen. This is an ongoing theme. If you've listened to the show before, you know that one thing. I'm silly, and he loses his paper.
Or I'm silly.
And you lose your... Anyway, I've been cured. Thank you. You relieved my mind so much, because I was concerned that I was going to, like, go crazy.
Right, because you get marked. Oh, so embarrassing. The next batter, Kim Dole. That guy got walked. Did we mention that?
Yeah, Haggis got walked.
Do you know what Haggis is?
Yeah, it's a... like a stew or something.
It's a stew. Get out of here. The next batter is Kim Dole, the right-hander from Queens. What are you laughing at?
Did he go to school at Duke?
Dave, don't be ignorant.
You know what his favorite team is? The LA Kings.
All right, okay. Just please. You are not helping anything.
You know what you name his son? Earl.
Dave, you stop that.
You know which team drafted him in baseball?
I'm not going along.
The Royals.
Okay.
Yeah, but that was funny.
I mean, I wasn't rolling in the aisles.
That's because there are no aisles. If there were aisles, you'd be rolling, man. Like a little ball.
Like you when you thought March Madness was a disease?
Ooh, taking it back, I tell you. Bagman, you are learning from the master.
And who's that?
Me, I'm the master.
Of rolling up in a ball and thinking that a basketball tournament's a disease?
Ooh, you're in rare form today, Bagman.
All right, the bat, who is this?
Who is this? This is the same batter.
He's still up there?
Yeah, he's still up there. From Queens, went to school at Duke, favorite team, the LA King.
Oh, we got the joke. It's royalty.
Yeah. He calls his people, give him food servants.
Oh, okay. Any more?
No, I'm done. I'm out of stuff. That was it. That's all I had. I just can't with all the jokes. Like, I wrote them down.
Wait, that's what you did last night?
Yeah, when I saw he was a batter and he was in Queens, I thought, oh, I'm going to make a whole bunch of royal jokes. That was it. That's all I did. That was my research. Like, the whole time, I was like, I'm just going to write down these names.
That's what you did for research?
Yeah, I was just...
I am so embarrassed. So, two on now.
That's what happened to him.
Oh, he got a hit or something? I'm looking at you. I'm not looking at the game.
Well, then you should look at the game.
How am I supposed to avoid you? You're wearing a surgical outfit.
They're pajamas.
I know. They look like pajamas. You sleep in that?
Yeah.
That's a surgical outfit. Those aren't pajamas.
Feel the material.
Oh, you're right there in pajamas. Excuse me.
Take it back, Bagman. Stand in line at customer service and take it back. Woo!
All right. Do you just come up with these?
Yeah, I write them all down before the show, just to throw shade at you.
That's it. That's your job.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's like, if we had graphics like Fox Sports, it'll be Bagman, Color Guy, Dave, Shade Thrower.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so two on, no one out. The batter is a basketball.
Oh, now you're being funny.
No, it's his name.
His first name's Basket?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Takes the first pitch for ball one.
Is it basketball?
Dave, just be quiet, please. I'm trying to work here.
You're trying, definitely. Good effort. We're all trying. We're all trying, aren't we? So deep, we're all trying.
I mean, really, are you always like this?
I mean, yes. No, I'm not. I'm a little wired.
Oh, no. The next pitch is ball three.
Wait, so we missed ball two?
Yes, we missed ball two, because you were saying you were wired.
Wait, I'm actually wired, like my home?
No, not being wiretapped, like you're hyper.
I thought you meant the NSA was like spying my emails.
No, they wouldn't do that.
No, they wouldn't.
So, 3-0 the count. And the next pitch is in for strike 3-1. So you're wired.
Yeah, because I was up all night doing a project for school.
You're doing a school project?
Yeah.
Doing what?
I was writing a 400-page paper.
Last night?
Yeah.
When was it due?
5 o'clock.
So you still got some time?
No, in the morning. I think in morning class.
What? You did 400 pages last night?
Yeah. So I went on Twitter and this guy sent me Red Bull.
You ordered Red Bull off Twitter?
Yeah, I mean, that's what you...
No, you go to a reputable Red Bull dealer, like a grocery store.
But it didn't come by drone if you go to the grocery store.
He sent it by drone?
Yeah.
I have so many questions. I'm going to find that man.
No, Bagman, please.
No, I'm serious. He did this to me. He knows what happens if you have caffeine. He's a good listener of the show. Oh, there's a base hit. One run scored and another one scores.
So it's 4-2.
It's 4-2. If I knew who was leading.
You have no idea who's leading this game?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Look at the scoreboard.
I can't look that high. It requires too much neck work.
What? You don't want to move your neck muscles?
Yeah, so it's 4-2. Congratulations. The next batter here is Dan Nett. Dan Nett, the batter. A left-hander.
From where?
No, he's just a left-hander.
He didn't come from anywhere?
No, maybe he came from Krypton. I don't know.
So because you don't know where he came from, he's just from Krypton.
Yeah, that's the default place, Dave. Like when you get those things in the mail that say, like, John Doe.
He's from Krypton?
Yeah, John Doe's from Krypton. Did you know that?
I thought it was just like Century City in USA or something.
No, it's Krypton. Look it up.
Like the fake business cards?
No, the fake credit card. You know, like John Doe, 123 Street. He's from Krypton.
I think you're making that up.
Maybe I am, but he's from Krypton. We know that.
Speaking of, have you seen Batman vs. Superman?
No, I haven't. Nor do I want to.
You say that out loud again.
What, that I don't want to see it?
Yeah.
Why?
Because there are people with mobs and pitchforks as soon as you said that.
Dave, just calm down.
No, I'm serious. Look at...
Oh, wow, you're right. We should probably turn them away with the riot police, shouldn't we?
Yeah, if you can hire some riot police, because you're going to need it, man, to get out of this booth since you said you don't want to see the movie.
I just said I don't want to see the movie. You're turning this into a talk show.
No, this is just a long at bat. He took like 4 minutes. I don't know why it's taking so long.
Well, I mean, the pace of play, this is terrible. So this is Dan Nett. The count is 1-0.
What has he been doing for 4 minutes?
I don't know. He's adjusting his batting gloves. Now he's talking. He took a phone call here. He's calling his grandma.
How do you know that?
Because he said hi, grandma.
I mean, dude, really? Keep one...
But he's kept one foot in the batter's box, so he's good.
Oh, so you can just take as long as you want, as long as you keep a foot in the batter's box.
Right, so he's still up here. So Dan Nett wanted to know the count. He's made a couple phone calls. He's eaten a sandwich, adjusted the glove several times, and we're still here. Dave, wake up. Dave.
Yes. Is he still up here?
Yes, he... Wake up.
I need another Red Bull. Can I get my supplier?
Dave, you do not need to do this to yourself. You don't. You really don't.
I need the juice, man. I need the Red Bull. It's helping me. It's helping my bones.
Your bones?
Yeah, my bones. The bones are crying out for Red Bull. Like, help, give me some.
That's what your bones sound like?
Yeah, they have a very high-pitched voice. I don't know why. It's been like that since I was a teenager.
Your bones sound like that?
Yeah.
Okay, well, works for everyone. So, this guy, he's still up there.
I mean, really, man.
Finally. Ground ball to second base, on to one.
Wait, he grounded to second base and it's on to first.
Right.
Wow. Wow, some quality broadcasting there, Bagman.
Anyway, the point is there are two outs, there's a runner on third.
You could have just said that, like, ground ball to second. And they're out. Yeah, that's what you did there. It's like, who's out? If I'm on the radio, I'm like, what just happened?
I think that people ask that any time they turn on the show. What just happened?
That's an excellent point, but you gotta clean that up. The next batter here. What if we do that thing like they do with, like, the Mets and the Royals, where, like, one guy does one inning and one guy does another inning?
So you get a whole inning to yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm Dave. Hi, next batter is Orange Wall. No, I'm sorry, the next batter is Purdue Hat. Purdue Hat's the batter. Here's a pitch. You don't seem very intrigued.
I'm just gonna let you do your thing, Dave.
Okay, ball one. Man, this is hard.
I know, that's why I'm doing it.
No, I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore. You do it, Batman.
Wow, you admitted I'm good at my job.
Well, I mean, I didn't say that. I just said that I couldn't do it.
Well, what are you saying?
I don't know what I'm saying. I'm just implying stuff.
All right, so two outs. The batter is Orange Wall.
Like the basketball player?
That's John Wall.
Oh. Is there a difference?
One is playing minor league baseball for the French Toast. The other plays for the Washington Wizards. Is there a difference?
Maybe.
Maybe. Okay, sure. So the batter's Orange Wall.
You said that already.
I know, because... 2-1 the count to Orange Wall. And the next pitch, fouled off.
Why do they call them foul balls? Did they, like, offend people in the 1800s?
What?
Yeah, they're like, they're foul. Ugh, get those balls away. They're foul.
I think it's just, it's out of play.
Why did they just say they're out of bounds? Why do they have to be foul? Or were they rated, like, PG-13?
There was no PG-13 in the 1800s. There were no movies.
There were no movies? How did they live? How did they function? They had no movies? What did they do before film?
Fly ball right field, and that's it.
That's it. That's all. Like Phil Collins.
Just shut off his microphone, please. We'll be right back here. Baseball, whatever times. So we move to the bottom of the inning. I'm not sure who's leading. Someone please tell us.
Because you don't want to look up at the scoreboard.
All right, Daniel, back to you in the studios.
Thank you. Welcome back here in the studios. I'm Daniel West with the score. After five innings, I believe, the French Toast and the Bagels are leading. Bagman doesn't know. I can't see them. I don't know either. Would you believe it? Our trivia guy is out sick yet again, so no trivia this week. In that case, we'll just let you know baseball is only 11 days away. Major League Baseball, that is. And we'll be right back here on Baseball in Whatever Time Zone. You're listening to Baseball in Whatever Time Zone live on Lancer Radio Network, broadcasting at www.lancerradionetwork.org. Again, we broadcast live at www.lancerradionetwork.org.
Lancer Radio Network. LancerRadioNetwork.org.
Start your bachelor's degree at PCC. Students completing general education requirements and lower division requirements for their major at PCC can transfer to a university as a junior. Once there, students can focus on courses in their major. To find out more information, visit www.pasadena.edu/transfer or contact Tamika Alexander at 626 585-7287.
Pasadena City College strives to help all student veterans and military attend college and succeed, whether or not you are using your GI Bill benefits. Veteran services are provided in the following PCC areas: GI Bill certification, counseling, educational planning, health and psychological services, and more. For more information, please contact Patricia D. Orange Martin at 626-585-7226.
Center is not just a place, but a team of caring people. Our mission is to assist you in finding the work that you love and were meant to do. From finding a part-time job in order to support yourself while you're in school, to finding an internship, or finding the major or career that is just right for you. We are here to help you clarify your dream, plan the steps, and learn the skills that will make it come true. For more information, check us out on the web at www.pasadena.edu. Then select Student Services, then Career, and Jobs. Or visit us in the L103 building. Our hours are 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Thursday, and 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Friday. We have a lot of resources to guide you on your journey, as well as many job opportunities. Stop by anytime. You are always welcome.
Radio Network, Pasadena Kappa Sound. Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting, streaming live 24/7 at LancerRadioNetwork.org. Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena Kappa Sound. Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting, streaming live 24/7 at LancerRadioNetwork.org.
Baseball in whatever time zone, I'm Daniel West. In a moment, we'll get you back out to Bagman and Dave for the conclusion of today's game. You're listening to Lancer Radio Network, streaming live at www.lancerradionetwork.org. Well, again, no trivia this week. Blame it on illness this time. So, we'll just send it back out to the stadium. We'll rejoin in the ninth inning alongside Dave Rogers. Here's Bagman.
Yeah, I told you, it's March Madness, I'm telling you, that's what got him.
It is not... He's just ill with a cold or something. What did you do?
That was the app on my phone where you, like, send off rockets and stuff.
Can you put that down, please? What are those kind of noises in the booth?
Now, I got a question to ask you.
Can I do the thing where I announce the game?
What thing is that? Oh, sorry.
Welcome back, Dave Rogers. Welcome back to the game here. I'm still not sure who's winning, but the score is 9-8. The French Toast and the, this is going to go down in infamy. French Toast and the Belgian Waffles.
Yeah, someone's winning, but Bagman doesn't...
I have bad peripheral vision, okay?
Peripheral vision? It's right in front... Oh, they turned it off. Oh, energy savings.
That's right. It is Green Week or something.
Green Week? What, like Earth Day? Earth Day's in April, dude. It's not April yet.
Well, they're celebrating Earth Day here, so... French Toast, Belgian Waffles, 9-8 the score. I'm not sure who... Belgian Waffles are winning, actually.
Yeah, Belgian Waffles are winning. So the French Toast are batting.
Right, because it's the bottom of the ninth, right?
Unless they're the road team.
Well, whoever's...
No, you know the Belgian Waffles are winning.
Right, the Belgian Waffles are winning. The French Toast are losing, and they're batting here. Whether they're home or road, we don't know.
Is it the top or bottom of the inning?
I don't know.
Is it wearing a shirt or pants?
That's not how you know it's the bottom or top of the inning.
That's what I always thought.
If it's wearing a shirt, it's the top of the inning?
Yeah, and if it's wearing pants, it's the bottom of the inning.
That is not how baseball works.
So all this time?
No, Dave. Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
So you thought...
If it's wearing a shirt...
It's the top of the inning.
Yeah, and if it's wearing pants, it's the bottom of the inning.
What about a leotard?
Well, then it's a neutral game.
What are you doing now?
I'm just pressing out buttons. I have a whole, like, soundboard, and I like pressing them.
So you just played the theme?
Yeah, I just played the jingle for the station. You're listening to Lancer Radio Network, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if you knew that, but you are. I don't know what that is.
You don't know Lancer? Who's the batter? Forget you.
All right, CeeLo Green. Don't look at me like that. I guess that change in the pocket wasn't enough.
We are not quoting that.
Okay, bye.
Dave. So the batter now is Boo Williams.
Like from Monsters, Inc.?
Don't be ignorant.
Okay, so 0-2 today.
0-2 today?
He's 0-2 today with a strikeout and a flyout.
That's cool.
Yeah, just be quiet on that one. Okay, so it's 0-2 today. And he takes first pitch high for ball one.
Hi, ball.
Yeah, we went over that last week. We're not greeting the baseball. It's just a figure speech.
Oh, cool. Bagman, you dropped your note card again. While you pick it up, can I do the show?
Sure, why not?
Hi, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm back.
Oh, man.
I thought you said my job was hard.
Yeah, it was.
So here's the pitch. It's taken all the way outside for ball one. So where was I before I was so rudely interrupted by you? Was it March Madness?
Something like that.
It's not a disease, Dave. It's a, I just can't get over that. You thought it was a disease.
I did. Every year people get... I don't know. I'm embarrassed now.
You should be. So the batter is Boo Williams, 0-2 today.
You mentioned that, man. Can you get some other stats?
The people can't see the graphics.
That's why you don't have graphics.
If we did have graphics, they couldn't see them.
That makes no logical sense.
Well, there's a base hit in the right... What do you mean that makes no logical sense? Base hit in the right field. You have a soundboard that you're playing stuff off of.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Lancer Radio. What is Lancer Radio?
What do you think it is?
It's a kid station.
No, it's a college radio station.
Oh, it's college radio. We can say whatever we want, then.
No, it's not that kind of college radio.
Oh. I was just wondering. Wait, it's college radio?
You had no idea it was college radio?
No, I had no clue, man.
All right, so first you didn't know it was TV. Second, you didn't know... What didn't you know?
I didn't know about baseball.
I didn't know about baseball. You didn't know about baseball.
So you said I didn't know about baseball. So you don't either.
No, I was quoting you.
But you didn't put quotation marks.
Because I'm speaking.
You do that a lot.
That's because you do that a lot.
I do what a lot?
You frustrate me.
But we're happy to be stuck with each other.
Right, we're like Huey Lewis said.
Yeah, that's a beautiful song, isn't it? I love Huey Lewis. Wish you could play some of his music on the show.
Have you ever heard our theme?
Yeah, that's not Huey.
The next batter is Blue Blank. It must be so fun being ignorant, isn't it?
I don't know.
A blue blanket. Yeah, I don't know either.
What does that word mean?
I have no idea. I just said it. Sounds cool.
Yeah, it's a cool word, huh?
Maybe someone can find out, but I have no clue what it means.
Why do you say it so much?
Because it sounds awesome. Ignorant. It just rolls off the tongue. Ignorant.
But you don't know what it means?
No. Do you?
No, I don't know.
Okay. Well, if someone knows...
I think it's Latin for something.
Breaking news. Most of English is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Did you know?
I have no idea. I just made that up. Anyway, the batter is... excuse me.
You okay? Are you coming down with an illness?
You let the March Madness thing go. You're not... It's not a disease.
You start coughing, and then you're like, it's not a disease. And then the guy comes up and...
pay attention to the game. Blue blanket the batter. 3-2 the count to him. And the next pitch is high for ball four.
Well, now you get all serious. Like, hi, I'm Bagman. Welcome to the Masters.
Oh, I'm not like that.
Yeah, you are. Like, hello. You're like, hi, I'm going to fuss with Dave. And then suddenly, the pitch.
Really? Really?
Yeah. Can I do it like Bagman does it?
Sure, just mock me.
Not mocking you. It's a homage. I'm paying you a homage.
Okay. A homage?
Yeah, I'm paying you homage.
Just carry on.
The next batter. Picture frame. The first pitch. High for ball one. Hey, stop doing that.
Okay, all right, that's unnecessary.
Quiet, minion. Be gone, peasant.
Peasant?
The next pitch.
Are you trying to be Mr. Smooth?
No, I'm being you. Dave, stop doing that.
All right. Can we stop this, please?
No. Be quiet. Now you see how my life is. Excuse me. There's a bash. See? There it is. I did a Bagman. What are my notes?
All right. Just let me do this. Ground ball to second. Two outs.
Well, thank you, Captain Obvious. It's called a double play. You could inform us of that.
So two outs now. Tying run on third, and we really sound like we're excited about it.
Yeah, we really are. So much so that we're discussing whether or not we're on college radio.
Which we are.
It's not that kind of...
No, it's high-class college radio.
Is that why you're wearing a bow tie? Yeah. Yeah, that's why you're wearing a bow tie, right?
Yeah, that's exactly why. Like public radio. If this was public radio...
Yeah, we'd be on Sunday afternoons after, like, wait, don't tell me.
That's right, we would.
Or before.
It doesn't matter, we'd be on Sunday afternoons, right?
Yeah, baseball is Bagman and Dave, like, welcome.
Are you just...
Public radio's fun, that's how they talk.
Everyone doesn't talk like that.
Yeah, but, like, you know, welcome to the news report. Have you listened to Serial?
Yes, I've listened to Serial.
Have you eaten Serial?
That has nothing to do with the other.
That's what I thought it was about. It's a podcast about cereal, isn't it?
No, it's not even spelled like...
I know, because it's a cool way to spell cereal. Like cream with an extra E.
No, it's not a podcast about cereal.
Anyway, there goes the joke.
What joke?
You know, Captain Crunch's favorite podcast is...
What?
Cereal.
It was just for that, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Boom, baby! Captain Crunch's... Man, we're getting lit up in here.
Oh, please, not more cool words that you don't know what they mean.
No, I know what it means. It means it's real lit up in here. There are a lot of lights on.
That's not what lit means.
Yeah, it is. It's lit up in here. If it was any more lit, it would be a movie set.
Just please stop. So the batter, we just talked through someone. He got walked. So the next
batter, who's he? He got walked?
No, not he, the batter. He as in the individual.
Who's the batter?
No, he was not the batter. He came up last inning.
He did?
The batter named he came up last inning.
Right. But he didn't come up this inning.
No, that was another batter.
Whose name was he?
No, his name wasn't he.
His name was his?
No, his name wasn't his. His name wasn't he. His name...
You just said his name.
The batter's name was not he.
So it was not he?
No, it was... Yes, it was not he.
So the batter was not he?
Right.
That's what I just said, and you were like, no, it's not that.
No, I didn't. That's because the guy's name was Picture Frame.
Why'd you just say that?
I did.
No, you didn't. You said it's not his name, it's his name, blah, blah. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, the next batter is civilian number 4. He worked on a movie. Oh.
There's a fly ball to right field, and it's down for a base hit. They're going to hold the runner at third.
That is outrageous. Tying run is at third base, and you're going to leave him there? You're going to leave him there? You're going
to... Dave, please. Too much analysis, too much passion. Just tone it down.
You're going to leave him there?
No, you don't have to be meek now. Ladies and gentlemen, Dave Rogers, the satirist.
What is that?
I think someone worked with iron.
Oh, didn't know that.
So the batter finally is, he's the last guy in the order before he come back around.
It doesn't mean the game's ending, it just means you go back. Wow, Bagman, are you serious? You thought that was the end of the game?
Yeah, well, if it's the last name, that must be it, shouldn't it?
No, it just means you're the last guy in the order.
So the batter now is generic baseball guy. Generic baseball guy, the batter.
Did you relate to Joe Smith, the pitcher on the Angels?
Oh, no, that's unnecessary. First pitch to generic. It's fouled off, 0-1.
Nice. Nice generic baseball name, isn't it?
It is. The next pitch, ground ball, oh no, to second, they're going to step on the bag, and that's it. So that's the final score. So the Belgian Waffles hang on and beat the French Toast by a final score of 9-8.
That was a fantastic game, wasn't it?
That was. Well, that's all the time we have here today on today's show. Thanks for watching, kids. Back to Danny West in the studio.
Thanks for watching, kids.
That'll do it from here. Thank you for listening to today's episode. That's it for now. The board operator for today's broadcast was Mike Gary, and today's content contributor was Aditya West. Episodes of Baseball in Whatever Time Zone and other shows on Lancer Radio can be found on demand at LancerRadioNetwork.org. For Bagman and Dave, I'm Daniel West. This has been Baseball in Whatever Time Zone, streaming live on www.LancerRadio.org. Again, this is Baseball in Whatever Time Zone, live on www.LancerRadioNetwork.org.
Lancer Radio Network. LancerRadioNetwork.org.